English headlines for Monday, August 31, 2015. Civil society groups urge Zimbabweans to be vocal and stand up against the forced disappearances as the country joined the international community in marking World Disappearance Day today. More than 230 dismissed Chitungwiza Town Council workers today converged at the council's headquarters, demanding their outstanding salaries and allowances, with some of them claiming they have not been paid for more than 30 months prior to their dismissal. Zimbabwe's public health sector is in crisis as the government fails to adequately fund the sector, leaving external donors and foreign countries to chip in. And Michael Cariati gives us the latest in the sporting arena as the Premier League teams go on break this weekend. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. And please do check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today, our live talk discussion focuses on the International Day of the Disappeared. Stay tuned.